This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On July 24th, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Division of Law Enforcement announced charges against four individuals involved in a fraudulent scheme to defraud hunters seeking Osceola turkey hunts and charged them with multiple felonies, including organized fraud, conspiracy to commit organized fraud, cheating, and the unlawful use of a two-way communication device. The investigation revealed that Larry William Collins and his co-conspirators advertised and provided fraudulent non-wild Osceola turkey hunts to unsuspecting victims through the Razor Ranch website, and they're going to be facing thousands of dollars in fines. The victims were led to believe they were paying for a genuine Osceola turkey hunting experience, but were instead guided to hunt pen-raised turkeys bred to resemble the Osceola species. The scheme involved 64-year-old Collins of Punta Gorda, Florida, who operated the Razor Ranch Blanket Hunting Preserve in Hardy County, and 57-year-old David Mills of Arcadia, who managed a game farm in Charlotte County where the non-wild turkeys were raised. Mills and 49-year-old Paul Beckham of Punta Gorda also acted as guides, leading the hunts, while 70-year-old Vernon Flowers of Naples, owner of Skins and Scales Taxidermy, mounted the fraudulent turkeys for the victims, while Collins received 10% kickbacks from Flowers for referring the taxidermy business. In addition to defrauding and negating hunters' Grand Slam accomplishments, this practice of interbreeding domestic with wild Osceola turkeys threatens the purity of this very unique species. And it's motivated by greed that the lowlife, 64-year-old Larry William Collins and 47-year-old Paul Beckham, both of Punta Gorda, and 57-year-old David Mills of Arcadia, and 70-year-old Vernon Flowers of Naples are Florida bad boys of the outdoors.